Boston tonight.
Yes, Dave. I have a pretty good time yesterday. So, no.
What?
Well, it shouldn't be the same. You have to play.
Yeah. This is always a problem when you're letting property out, isn't it? Pigs is the word. You haven't got a proper seat for me, though. Once I get down here, I swear I injured myself. You haven't got a stool in the kitchen, have you? Don't you stay there.
No, it's all right.
I've done an injury to myself. Okay, it's your goal, yeah?
No, I've got a problem. I haven't been advertised. I've been on the phone. The board meetings, fighting here, fighting there, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, America.
Yeah.
You know what to do?
Yes.
Oh, no, I've been there, but. No, I haven't been out of the house. I mean, I haven't, because I've been different phone calls, different time zones, everything else.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. So consequently, I just want to make you a check out, don't I? Yes.
Well, aren't they checks there? At the front of me?
Yeah.
Oh, and I can't see properly, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I caught you with a... Yeah. Let's have a look.
Yes.
They're painting things, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, there's one messed up there.
Yeah, I messed that one up. That was in the middle of the night. I thought maybe the check out wasn't enough to go up in the middle of the night.
Well, maybe I can.
I'll send you one by cash. I'll send you one to the post.
Maybe I can run you down there if you want.
No problem.
Money's important to me, you see.
I'll get another one. I'll send it to the post. Let's see if that works. I've too many phone calls with it today.
The business of your wife is pretty straightforward.
Right.
She's at her father's.
You're joking?
No, I'm not joking.
13 hours.
She's there. Most of the time. Just missed her this morning. She went out this morning, shopping and that. I've spoken to the old man on the phone.
He
thinks I'm some other fella from one of the publishing companies.
Yeah.
Any mail that sent to her will get her there, no problem.
39.
If you send mail to 23 Greenays, it's doubtful, he said, because you go up there and steal the mail.
I don't think
you're still there. Oh, I'm not going to tell you what he said. You don't have to answer anything to me. Are you with me?
Okay.
Well, her mail gets lifted up there, apparently, or interfered with.
Oh, you're still there.
Have you got access to that building?
No.
Well, there you are. He's under that impression. Now, the situation then for you must be quite clear. Appreciating that you're obviously under some sort of legislation with falling out with the wife and all that.
Surely,
if you write down a peace pact, give it to her on paper and get everything done through solicitors, it will be sorted.
Well, I can't even know where she was.
Yeah, well, that's where she is now. I see your point, Mike. Now, have you given instructions? And let's face it, you have got very good solicitors. One of the top ones in the town, most of them. Now, from what you've told me, you know that is. And they, if you issue them with clear instructions, they will, and send them to 13 Langham Liverpool Court, then they can sort that out. Tell them what to say.
Yeah.
We are now instructed to come to an agreement with you.
Yeah.
This, that and the other, appreciating she's got 51% of the company.
Yeah.
You just have to settle for that while this goes on, won't you? We can maybe sue later with the other, but you want to get the money that all them buggers are probably sitting on. And it's making thousands for them instead of in your bank.
I'll
drop everything. You've got a company. It's going to be divided like that. Yeah.
That's why I can't leave. Is there something else that I can get on? Oh. Somewhere. Survive. I'm not 100% genuine. It's called misquotes and sometimes, shall we say, attack me. Yeah. They attacked me for once, that was. That's quite correct. Yeah. That was serious. Yeah. So I'm going to get to wish me there. there was a possibility of the genuine petroleum burn. We also looked to the solicitors to go down with you. Also looked to the solicitors, because obviously that was a new life. I can't turn around and say, yes, I am personally, you understand all the mail. You know, I don't think you need that. You know, so that's slowly but surely. You know, and that takes time, as you will, as you will imagine. These types of things don't happen overnight. But that diary is 100% genuine. So, well, it's under a limited company, if you understand, which is all sensible. That way nobody can get to the diary. And whatsoever. And it's entirely up to you. As I said, I can prove it's 100% genuine. I mean, all you have to do is read the book in itself. By all means. Yes, by all means. Yes, fine. As long as you put out that story that is 100% genuine, there's no problem. Yes. But the things that have gone on behind the scenes are absolutely incredible. Yeah, I mean, we've got a whole set of methodologies out there that are doing the utmost to be sure. I've got those things anyway, go that way. I've been going through them. They're just the way they reacted. It's been totally ridiculous. You know, it's like, they're issues. So they're all this. It's been just totally ridiculous. I mean, it's up there, and then a paperback comes out, surely.
Yes. Okay, and it can deliver it. Okay.
Yes.
And I have to hang the letter. Is it acceptable, or do you think you should be doing it or
something? No, I don't think you should do anything.
You should.
I don't know all the details, but from what I can gather, there is bad water floating down, and you told me this yourself, apart from speaking to the old man. Do it official. Make it look good.
Yes.
Read the document. She can take to her fellows right away and they can say, yes, yes, Mrs. Barrett, we accept that. You're doing right, sign it. And then get that figure right out of there so you can both have a good life for yourselves. Well, you know, if it means you've got to give 51% of it up, that's it, so be it. You've done that, that's it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
But get the left end bastards.
That's what I'm fighting here at the moment. And
yes.
Day in and day out. Night in, night out. America, television, Canada, everyone. Friends.
And they've got this number.
They've all got this number.
Now what you need to do is ring the GPO and tell them to bring an antiphone down here.
Oh, we'll sort it all out. We'll get it all sorted out. But if it doesn't take, it takes time. I've got to sit here at the present moment in time for an hour before hours.
The day your mother's coming up to see you, Bobby. Sunday letter.
Sunday letter. They're coming up to see you. I've got French television coming out. They're on time today. I've got Canadian, some chap from the Red Rory, who's based up here. And with Canadian, before
yes.
There. He's coming out to see me.
Yes.
I've got to sit here and wait.
Yeah.
I can't really want me.
Yeah.
You know, so trust me, give me the address and I'll send a street check straight in the bank.
Right. Okay.
Yes. You couldn't read it at the stage.
Well, no problem.
And then on top of that, I probably give you instructions with the letters. Once I get the letters written. Because I'm going to have to speak to the solicitor. And get the letters written. The letters written.
Yeah.
Because that is going to be the last thing to do about it. That's it. That's where she is.
Well, these things happen, mate.
I'm just getting to do the new kind of work.
So, no, no, no.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm a general kind of food. Well, of course, I've got to check the website and the center. I have to do the first check.
What was
the first check? Maybe that's when you left it. Really, I've got a house. Well, never ever
spent a house.
That's my advice to you.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, I'm so just spend your hours with you.
She gets my way.
Yeah.
If it's not tampered with, she gets it.
Yeah.
I clean her as well because that's her flat.
Yeah.
But between you and me, the way I read it is, she's staying at the old man's and spending a lot of time there.
Okay.
There's no phone number on that. Oh yeah, I'll put on it what's the amount is to date. And then I'll just at your disposal when you phone me.
Just have to do all your business in the next 24 hours. And I mean literally do all your business. That's what you tell us.
Well, if you ring me up, I'll come down for you, you know.
Yeah,
I'll show you the post.
Said to me about
I've got a good feeling of the wife, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You say that to her, it'll be all over the freaking continent.
Right, yeah.
So move with caution, get in tow, and think before you know there's
anything going on in the air at the moment.
That's right.
I don't mean like literally, but I've heard of, you know,
I'm telling you about him.
Yeah.
In fact, the sad stuff them all together.
Right.
Because he knows what the story is. They've got the main story, so what do they want from news now?
Yeah.
They want the other story.
Yeah.
The discreditable story.
Yeah.
That's why he's honest.
Yeah.
He's an investigative.
Yeah.
Investigative because
thanks for the
worst possible kind.
Right. Thanks.
Because he deals in. He deals in shit.
Nice.
Anyway, Miss, thank you, Charles. As soon as you can get back through for me, the better, because I'm always going to fail. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Tuesday, the 16th of August, 1994.